Giles was back to cross country today, and the cross country story was at the St. Union's JA grounds in Letterkenny, the Donegal Masters and Interclub cross country relays, a meet that had been cancelled from pre-Christmas due to frost conditions. But and yet again, a very exciting day, a very, very positive day indeed. And let's start with the Masters cross country, which got the event away about 11 o'clock this morning. I'd like thanks, of course, to St. Union's JA Club for use of their grounds and their premises, an excellent venue once again. Right, the story was Tisha Doherty from Finn Valley was the Donegal women's champion at the end of the day. An exceptional victory once again, and a great performance from her, as we've come to expect over the years. So the Finn Valley girl winning it from her club mate Leona Cook and Helen McCready, her neighbour from the Rosses, and third place there. The story on the men's, well, Charlie Postie, as we know him, Charlie O'Donnell was the victor there. He fought a battle early on with Pádraig McKinney. Pádraig McKinney looked like an athlete that was going to close him down, but in the last lap, Charlie, in good form at the moment, got away, put a bit of a gap there. So he's the new Donegal Cross Country Men's Masters champion. He beat Pádraig into second with Raymond Birch, and McKinney is from the Finnish Own Club, and Raymond Birch from the Letterkenny Club was in third spot. Pádraig McKinney, of course, winning the over 50 section. And in the team story, well, Finn Valley were dominant in the women's, winning both sections. That's the over 35 and the over 50. So well done to them. And then in the men's section, the Rosses, with a big crew on board and a big crew in competition, and you know they had came with a view to winning, and indeed they did win it. So well done to the rest, as they won the over 35s and they shown in the over 50s. That was the team story there, a positive story there. Then we moved on to the relays, and there's three or four clubs getting in ahead, but again good turnout. It was a particularly good day for Finn Valley, who won pretty much all of the races, but Letterkenny got in there, Killybegs got in there, and Cranford got in there over the period of the day, but Finn Valley had a particularly good day, so well done to them. That was the cross country relays, and again they were a success and a positive experience as well. The big story yesterday, of course, the big story yesterday indeed, was that 64 long jump by Lauren Callaghan in Belfast. That's the fourth best ever by an Irish athlete in the history of the sport, so that's something else. And she had two other jumps in and around 6 metres, so you know her form is good. It's early in the season, so it's exciting going forward. She has the universities next weekend. She's a student at DCU at the moment, and it's a reward for many years of resilience and indeed determination, because she has had her injury history over the years. So well done, Lauren Callaghan. 6:24, new Donegal record, fourth best in the history of the sport in Ireland, so well done in long jump. And that's the story there. Other results from that DUJ meet. Eva Logue had a good out jump in the high jump at 140. She's from the Rosses, and her Rosses teammate Kathy McGonigal was in and around 135. So well done to the high jump to them. And they had a great battle as well. So we had in the boys under 15 and so on, high jump. Two really good young fellas, Oisin Gillespie of the Rosses and Mark Wilkinson of Finn Valley, went head to head all the way to the end. And Oisin at 170, Mark at 165. Both very, very good standout heights in the end. So well done to them. Gavin McLaughlin was in competition with Finn Valley thrower. He won the shot at 14:28, and Bosco Reid won the Masters shot. So 11 plus for him, or 12 plus for him. So he'll be happy with that going into the Masters in a couple of weeks' time. So that was from Belfast. But then we had 10 athletes at getting medaling down in Dublin yesterday at the under 20 and under 23 national championships. We'll start with the goal. Sean McGinley was a standout performance. He won the 1500 metres in and around 3:52. And he just came off the bend. He was totally in control. So a good lead-in for him for the indoor season. And the gold medal for Alex Anderson of Tyrconnell in the distance event, juniors, and the distance weight event, that is. And his sister, Ava, got third in her weight for distance as well. So well done to both of them from Tyrconnell. Finn O'Neill of the Lifford Man Club won the pole vault at 370, which is darn good for a multi-eventer. That's a very, very good pole vault result for him in the juniors. So he was a champion there. And Jack Murphy in the pole vault as well from Tyrconnell was second in the under 23. So that's a positive. And Siobhan Doherty from the Tyrconnell Club, the other gold medal of the day, she won the walk quite easily under 23. Then moving down the field, we had Hannah Murray. 56-53, she came with an unbelievable late run from nowhere in that 400 metres for Finn Valley Girl. You would have nearly given her not a hope with about 2:50 to go, but she just decided, or whatever, but she came off the final bend and she was just eating everybody up and got up with the silver, so well done to her. Lucy McGlynn of Tyrconnell was third in the same race, 400 metres, she's Tyrconnell. And Adrian Young from Lifford-Strabane, third in the shot. Ashley McCarrigle, Lifford-Strabane, third in the 400 metre hurdles junior. And Fifth and Dewhurst, sub-50, 400 metres, got him up for third in his thing. So that was the story there, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 Donegal athletes in the medals. So that was the weekend really encapsulated. But the big performance, Lauren Callaghan, 6:24 in that long jump, and Sean McGinley in that 1500 metres in the national under 23. Then we look forward to next weekend. We look forward to the universities, national universities starting Friday, and then we have the Ulster Masters cross country and intermediate cross country in Carndonagh, in a field there just beside the GAA Centre next Saturday. So that's next Saturday, the Ulster Masters and intermediate cross country championships at a Donegal venue in Carndonagh next Saturday.